Virgo, sun or ascendant? Virgo, this equinox and start of a brand new year of the zodiac in Aries falls for you in your eighth house of what is considered the death and rebirth house. It's considered the house of intimacy, the house of the taboo, the house of the things that no one talks about that are very private for you, especially when it has to do with a significant other. Now, this cosmic opening is asking you to allow yourself to be seen by the rest of the world for who you truly are. Not that you have to divulge all of your intimacies, because that's not something that Virgo is necessarily comfortable with. But it does have to do with allowing yourself to be seen from a much more vulnerable position. Like, it's okay to share your story. It's okay to share your insecurities. Now, of course, allow that to be done in safe space and find safe space for you to process all of this, but begin getting more comfortable with it. Because it is from this genuine space that your career can really be benefited. Look, the sun and Venus and Aries are highlighting that eighth house of intimacy, right? Which is what's asking you, allow yourself to be much more vulnerable and much more open, especially with people that are close to you. But Mars in Gemini is transiting your 10th house of career, and Saturn in Aquarius are transiting the sixth house of the day-to-day. Mars and Saturn are creating a trine to one another. And what that means is that they're communicating nicely to one another. Saturn is the planet of commitment, of discipline, and Mars is the planet of action. So one of the things that you can begin to see, if you haven't already, is that your day-to-day activities and the way that your day-to-day ran is different. It's very different. And I think that February either marked a turning point as to how your day-to-day activities function, which for someone like Virgo can be really difficult to get used to, because you like things in such an orderly way. But the point of this seeming disorder is so that you can cut yourself some slack and to understand that the same way that you try to control, for instance, day-to-day activities, and the same way that you try to control how you're perceived by the rest of the world, all fundamentally have to do with control. You're trying to control the way that you're perceived because you are the sign that brings order to chaos. And the last thing that you want to do is bring any chaos. But look, we're human beings, and we come with some form of chaos, and it's okay for us to be seen in that way. It doesn't make us crazy. It doesn't make us irrational. And look, the people in your life who genuinely love you will not see you as that. They will appreciate the fact that you're going through a transition and that things are a little tumultuous for a certain period of time. But you first have to be okay with what you are uncovering about yourself, especially with that sun and Venus in Aries in the eighth house. This is a cosmic opening that with Aries energy, It's asking you to courageously and passionately accept all of the things that are coming up from within you, right? It's asking you to courageously and passionately love yourself in spite of what comes up that may not seem appropriate or in place, right? Look, interestingly enough, with Mars in Gemini transiting that 10th house and getting in touch with the Saturn in Aquarius in the 6th house and kind of causing a little bit of commotion before there is some order, the only way that you're going to have order or some seeming schedule, if you will, that you can follow in your day-to-day in a very mundane way is that is if you can fully accept yourself and your processing wholeheartedly. Because what's causing the commotion is not so much of everything that's going on around you, but this inability to fully accept yourself for who you truly are, and the transition that is occurring at the same time. Look, once you accept that it's okay for you to be going through everything you're going through, the chatter will subside. The chatter of, oh, maybe I should show this and not show that. Maybe I should do this in this way and not in that way. But if I do this in that way, people are going to think I'm crazy. As soon as you're able to say to yourself, you know what? This is my processing. I'm the one doing the work, and I'm taking my work one day at a time, however long it takes. As soon as you're able to own that part, as soon as you're able to just fully accept yourself in that way, the chatter, the anxiety that may be ensuing a little bit will subside, and that will allow your days to feel much more pleasant and not so anxious driven. That will allow for you to be viewed out in the world as a person who is level-headed. And look, I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. And not that you should care about other people's opinion. I'm telling you not to. But here's the thing. Your presence will be much more peaceful. Your presence will feel much more balanced, because instead of denying and resisting everything that's coming up, you're fully accepting it. And you're giving it its space, you're honoring it. And in that, there is balance. There is balance that you're cultivating that you will then exude. It doesn't mean that you will have life figured out and that everything will just be all better. No, that'll take time, and that's okay. But as long as you fully and radically accept yourself, the energy that you exude out into the world will be much different. Remember, as within, so without. As above, so below. No matter how much you try to hide your imperfections, which there's nothing wrong with, you're displaying them much more than you would like, because your energy is giving that out. But as soon as you just accept it, and maybe even talk about it more openly and freely, as long as you feel it's safe space, the more you'll be able to release that energy, that anxious energy, that judgmental energy, and simply lean into the present moment and enjoy the present moment. And look, Virgo, if you're one of those Virgos who's doing like a lot of internal work and you work in wellness, you work as a coach or a therapist or a healer or something, this internal work is important for you to fully accept, because it is from this internal work that you will be able to practice your career from a much more genuine place. As you are learning about yourself, you are learning how to do your job better, especially if you're in that position to help others. Okay? So I leave you with that. I hope that this is helpful, and I will catch you next time.